Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. Time for a weekly review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of the charts that are created by the folks that do the research at Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com. Oh, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Doug Steffen here with two of the three ladies. We have two people with a big punch. Victoria Keelan, who's a regular part of the DJV program. Jay Kirshner as well. Jennifer is off this week, so we have as a task, as usual, our overview of what we think, what we know about the stories, from what Talkers has found out at number 10 on the story list, and also on included on the people list is the concern over Matt Gaetz. That's how we pronounce his name, right? He's a Republican congressman, G-A-E-T-Z, who seems on the surface to be kind of a scumbag. Now, maybe that sounds a little pejorative. Maybe that's me declaring him guilty before trial, et cetera, et cetera. But all of the signs point to him being kind of, well, he says he was trying to get out in front of the story, Victoria, right? That's why everybody knows what went on, but it seems a little, there's a little more to it than that.
That was his defense of it, yeah. But so now the newest development is that two people who work with him on the House floor, or people who are in on Capitol Hill at work, supposedly with our taxpayer dollars, have both said anonymously that they were witnesses to him showing them sexual material, including naked women, on his phone that he claims to have had sex with, and that this was like his bragging material.
So he's not too smart to begin with to pull a stunt like that. If, in fact, it's true. That's what these people both say.
Yeah. So there's a video of a naked woman with using a hula hoop. Was one of the videos that was apparently along with some other images of naked women. Now, the reason that there's nothing illegal about
there's
that.
There's nothing illegal about that.
Douchey.
Right. Yeah.
But the
right.
reason that he's in the hot seat is because federal investigators are examining whether or not he engaged in a relationship with a woman who was 17, with a girl who was 17, underage, and whether this involvement with other young women broke federal sex trafficking and prostitution laws. That's really what this investigation is. Now, there's another weird thing involving organized criminal extortion of a former DOJ official seeking $25 million. This is what he's saying while threatening to smear his name. There's so much to this story. This could be its own Lifetime original movie because there's a lot going on and a lot of drama. But, yeah, so there are a handful of Republicans who have defended him, speaking out on his behalf, and then
they
there
should
are...
be quiet.
There are some others saying, okay, you know, wait a minute. This guy looks like there's something really off here. So,
and
Kevin
he does
McCarthy,
look like there's something off with him. He looks something like something out of a Mad Men magazine or something.
He looks like Butthead from Beavis and Butthead. And kind of like, if he was a cartoon, he would look like Butthead. But I also think that the first time I saw him, because I didn't know who this guy was, he's from Florida. So I didn't know who he was at first until all the scandal broke out, which I think is how most of America feels. You know, you know someone's name once a scandal hits. And he just has a very creepy frat boy, off-brand Kennedy kind of look to him. So not that that's always an implication of guilt, but I don't know.
Guilt by looks. Okay, so in the same breath, the latest about Andrew Cuomo. I haven't heard
another one
this week.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of also looks like Butthead. Actually, now that I think about it.
I can't unsee that now.
Right?
Yeah,
so
that
he's
way.
Got, I think, a 10th accuser.
Really?
So he's got a full plate. Yep. And so trying to sign a lot of, you know, weed laws for people in New York so they can smoke and forget it.
Right. Yeah, that has gone. That's a very interesting story. All of the, how many states this week? New Jersey has now legalized pot. Another state was in Minnesota that legalized pot, I think. And in New York City, as you just suggested, police have been told how to enforce or not to enforce the new marijuana law. You can light up in public
You can ignore the exchange of weed unless money is involved. They ban searches based on smell. And also, you know, basically, it's you can do whatever you kind of do whatever you want. Is it an age thing, though? I guess there's an age thing and an age equivalent to this.
Well, you have to be 21. Yeah,
Massachusetts, you can't smoke it in public, I don't think. I think that's
you know, I don't know. I have to look into it. I'm not sure what New Jersey is going. New Jersey hasn't. It's been approved. It's been, you know, we voted on it. All the people voted on it in 2018. And so it's just taken this long to get legislation that's going to cover all angles of it. I don't know if you're allowed to smoke it in public. I mean, I lived in New York City for a long time. Everyone smokes in public anyway. But the problem, though, is that it ends up being, you know, a profiling
smokes
case.
Grass for, in public or just tobacco products? Everything.
You don't really. People in New York City do not. Unless you're in the Fashion District, which is just. Which is heavily, heavily Asian. That's an Asian population. That's the Fashion District, 7th Avenue.
Yeah, they're big smokers.
Huge smokers. Anytime you're in that entire vicinity, you'll smell cigarette smoke. But truthfully, that's the only place in Manhattan that you're going to smell cigarette smoke. Walking down the streets of Manhattan, you do not smell cigarette smoke. You just smell
weed. You don't
see
butts on the street anymore, the Mountain Market.
No. And yeah, you just smell, but you smell gross. Weed anyway. But the problem, though, is that it disproportionately affects black and brown people who then get pulled over by cops or get, you know, arrested or they get frisked or approached in a subway or whatever. So having the NYPD on, you know, basically on notice that you can't arrest anybody anymore just based on smelling pot, I think that that's actually a step in the right direction. I'm not for smoking in public because I think it's a little like no one should have to be choking on someone else's smoke of any kind.
I resent somebody smoking anything in front of me and I have to breathe it a secondhand smoke. No. It sounds to me like that though that edict came right from Frank Reagan's office.
I don't know who that is.
Think about that for a minute. Yes, you do. Blue Bloods.
I don't. What?
Tom Selleck's character.
I've never seen that show. I
haven't you?
That
oh, my
no.
heavens. Oh, my God.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's a great show. Speaking of shows, before we leave number 10 and the situation with all these people in the hot seat, Dave Ramsey, the talk host, who has a very substantial following, has made a very interesting life for himself. He's always been very friendly to me, and I like him. But he's attracted some attention this week because he fired some people for having sex before marriage in his company. He has a couple hundred people that work for him. I think he's in Nashville, as a matter of fact. Isn't it headquarters in Nashville, Jay? I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, I have no idea.
Memphis.
How do you know people were having sex before marriage?
Well, apparently it was obvious.
How do you prove that?
I don't know. Well, I'm not in with a microscope. I just know that a lot of people this week were talking about Ramsey. He's being sued by one. I think that's kind of how it all came to the surface, because one of the people that he fired is now suing him. For kind of whatever illegal, I think, but if you own a company, you can set up whatever rules you want to, and if you don't follow the rules, you get fired.
But I don't think that you can. I don't think that you can say that you can't have premarital sex.
I think you can say whatever you want to say if you own a company. Frankly, you don't have to make big
Let's see where this goes, because if this goes to a settlement, then we know he would have lost that in court.
Okay, well,
because I don't think you can. Yeah, I don't think that's
ear on it, if you will.
Yeah, and they're in Franklin, Tennessee, just
Franklin,
Nashville. Yeah.
Okay, I thought they were in that vicinity. Yep. All right, number 9, we'll be moving into. I don't know the discussion about media bias and censorship and stuff. I think that's it's kind of old hat. It just is there. China relations, I think we need to talk about that. That's number 8, so it's up next here on our discussion of the hot stories of the week from the News Talk facilities of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds. sounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. All right, here we are, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. The charts for the week of March 29th to the 2nd of April. The relationship with China, maybe what we should talk about here is the World Health Organization report. Excuse me, the Chinese report that was handed to the World Health Organization.
And said, this is your report.
Right. And then the discomfort of not only the American science community, but the world. Most of the Western countries have had a very negative reaction to the BS that came from the World Health Organization, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people, there are 14 different countries that signed on a similar letter that, you know, to the same sentiment that Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, said that, you know, why would we trust this report? Beijing had a huge hand in writing it. They didn't allow any of the investigators, the scientists from the World Health Organization to go to the Wuhan lab. So, yeah, what's the point? I mean, I don't know. At this point, if anybody says, in my world at least, if anybody says to me, oh, well, you know, it didn't come from the lab, I just kind of look at them sideways like, huh? Then what's China hiding if it didn't come from the lab? Like, what? It doesn't even make sense to me that people aren't even open to that possibility. Some people just aren't. I don't know why. But
really? They don't realize that what China's trying to do is disrupt the economy of the whole world, and they were quite successful in doing that this past year so that they could gain more influence, more control. And as I was talking before about how much they have donated, quote-unquote, their vaccine, how would you like to do, if we didn't have Pfizer and Moderna, fortunately, you know, most of our drugs have been made in China over the last 20 years or so, but they've taken the formula. They don't create anything. They just steal stuff or they take things and make whatever you tell them to make. But in the meantime, they've created, and the Russians have created their own sort of vaccine. We love the Russian vaccines called Sputnik, and that goes back to when that means first. And a reasonable variation of that, the Sputnik was the first satellite, the first space shot, was a vehicle called Sputnik, 1957. So anyway, the whole business about China and what they're doing economically and how they're trying to get influence by giving all these countries the vaccine, it's actually working for them because people are falling for it. People are not asking questions about what's going on. And so the worm continues to squirm, if you will. It's really pretty disgusting how we, in our country, don't seem to be doing anything about it either. We're still buying stuff made in China, and our companies are producing things in China, and the government hasn't incentivized getting companies back here. So it's pretty much a free-for-all. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us, 23 after the hour. This is a normal position for us in the regular DJV program to have Jay front and center talking about what's trending. So we'll take a few of the things that are on the comment box from Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. You can always go there, facebook.com/DJV show, to participate in the conversations. So with regard to Joe Biden, who's number one on the people list, his dog is in the dog house again. There are two incidents where the dog has bitten somebody, and I wonder what people are saying. Do they get what is that? It really isn't the dog so much. What are people saying?
Some people are getting that. I mean, you have some people who are like, this is not the dog's fault. It just needs to be better acclimated with people. There are a good number of people that are suggesting, hey, just send this dog back to Delaware. You know, go visit it. Have somebody who can take care of it, somebody who's a close friend or a family member. However, I will say there were a number of people that grossly said this dog needs to be put down.
Ooh, really?
Yes. I mean, it's not like this dog didn't viciously maul somebody. It nipped on two occasions, which, yes, that's not okay. But, like, you know, when we had pet expert Warren Eckstein on, he was saying this is not a dog issue. This is a human issue.
Yeah, the dog should have been acclimated better. I mean, if you think about the ins and outs of, you know, what happens with these dogs, and these dogs are both older. Champ, I don't know which one's which, but one of them is 13 and one of them is...
Champ is 13, Major is 3.
Okay.
So Major's still relatively young. I mean, out of the puppy stage, no longer. I think puppy stage goes, what, until about 2 years old?
I don't even know if it's a puppy thing. He's clearly not, he's not acclimated to that environment, and there's a lot of people going in and out. He doesn't know, you know, he just, any dog would be put off in that situation.
Absolutely.
So smaller dogs might run and hide, and a bigger dog like a German Shepherd might just, you know, stand his ground. But it's ridiculous to blame the dog. It's so stupid. You know, I mean, but Jay and I were talking about this during the week. You know, when the Obamas got their two dogs, I think Bo and Sonny are the names, they were puppies, so they grew up with a million people around them.
Around the people, yeah.
Yeah, and so, but other, you know, other presidential dogs and animals, the Clintons had Sox the cat, the Bushes had, I think, Buddy, right, the Beagle. So, you know, this is, I don't know, I think that if this wasn't a political dog, this would not be an issue.
Well, that's one of the things. There were a couple comments that had pulled from their own past experience saying, you know, one woman was walking past a sleeping dog that her brother owned, and the dog woke up from a dead sleep and bit her foot, and the next day they put the dog down because of that.
That's ridiculous.
Right?
It's absolutely
yes.
ridiculous.
Well, but that's how people think. I remember when I was a little boy on a tricycle, I was riding down a street where my aunt lived in Quincy, Massachusetts, and there was a dog asleep on the sidewalk, and I ran over its tail. It jumped up and bit me. First time I've been bitten two or three times by dogs. But it was, you know, everybody was yelling at the dog. Even at that age, I knew it wasn't the dog's fault. I was crying. The dog was upset. You know, I ran over the dog's tail.
Well, you're just a bad driver. I mean,
yeah, I was, you know? 7 years old. Yeah,
it is what it is.
Speaking of bad drivers, here's another one that's trending. And if it probably would it happened earlier in the week, this would have made it into the top 10 or maybe 10B. This hit and run driver that plows into a Taco Bell. What's that story, Jay?
They don't know exactly how many people were in the car, but they have identified that the driver was female and the front passenger was female. They got into some altercation in the drive-thru window with the drive-thru employee, circle around, pull up to the front. The driver hits reverse to almost back up to almost gain more space for momentum and then plows through the entrance. Fortunately, nobody was killed, but there were a couple people injured and one person did have to go to the hospital.
How in the world these people survive in real life? The anger that is part of, I deserve this, sir. I'm entitled to this. You know, and kids especially don't know how to drive. It's a combination of things, isn't it?
Yeah, and I wonder how much there of a backstory there is to this. Is there some kind of personal relationship between the hit-and-run driver and that employee?
Those sorts of things make it onto TMZ pretty easily, and then you start ripping it apart. It'd be interesting to see, if there is a relationship. That's a good question. Comments at DJV Show, Instagram and Twitter, Facebook at DJV.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Unemployment is down to 6% in the United States as vaccine eligibility is expanding and COVID-19 restrictions are loosening in many places. March also saw 916 new jobs added. Texas is making progress to secure the border amid a surge of illegal immigration. Nearly 600 arrests have been made in the last 30 days. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott touting his plan to secure the border.
Operation Lone Star was launched for the purpose of filling the gaps that are left open as Border Patrol officers are busy, occupied with detaining the large number of people who are coming across the border. And when Border Patrol officers are occupied with those detentions, it leaves wide swaths of sectors open.
This is USA Radio News. Relief payments from President Biden's American Rescue Plan go out today to some people collecting Social Security and other federal benefits. The IRS saying the payments are directed at those who didn't file 2019 or 2020 income tax returns and didn't use the non-filers tool last year. The IRS saying most payments will be sent electronically and received by April 7th. A court rules on two states having a water dispute.
The state of Florida alleged that Georgia uses too much of the water that flows from the Atlanta suburbs to the Gulf of Mexico. The Flint and Chattahoochee Rivers in Georgia joined to form the Apalachicola River at the Florida line. Florida said that its neighbors' overconsumption is to blame for the decimation of their oyster industry. The court rejected Florida's claim, saying they failed to make their case, ending a long-running legal fight between the two states. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we enter into the first weekend of April, it's Easter weekend, and we've had Good Friday, and so that is, I suppose, part of the cultural countdown. People spending Passover and Easter contemplating the reality of the world, and we're doing it in a more less esoteric way. The charts from Talkers Magazine become a part of the Talk Radio Review, which we do from the DJV perspective every week at this time. Victoria Keelan is with me, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. So the situation in America's schools, number 7 this week, is there something new or is it a continuing focus on the lack of this last year accomplishing anything as far as schools are concerned? I don't see anything new here, ladies. Do you?
Not really. I think the only new stuff related to schools is this week is the news that college campuses are going to be open for full, I would say, pre-pandemic situations.
Yeah.
So full-time. Now, in certain schools are, like Rutgers University, I'm in New Jersey, so Rutgers University is requiring all of the students and faculty to be vaccinated before they come back on campus. So they have a deal with Johnson & Johnson, which is partially based in New Jersey as well. It's sort of a legacy company in New Jersey. They are going to provide the, you know, the one-stop jab for everybody. So some people are against that, and other people, you know, I think Rutgers has said if you don't want to get a vaccine, then you can do remote learning and you can take all of your classes online. But I think for the most part, it's been well received, and I think people want to get the vaccine way more than they don't now. Those numbers have kind of really changed.
Yeah.
So, and then Harvard announced, Harvard made news this week. They announced that they're going to be back in full swing, and everyone's going to be on campus. So Harvard was actually one of the first colleges to shut down and send kids home. So it's interesting that that's why they made news, is people kind of tend to see what Harvard is doing, you know, with their situation.
Yep, it's the old Harvard thing. One of the items that I find troubling in my neck of the woods, and I think it's happened all over the country, a lot of the smaller, good colleges have had to close. The latest one is a college in Worcester, Mass. Called Berkeley. It is closing because they just don't have, they've been in existence for 287 years, and they just don't have the base anymore, and they don't have the money. They don't have the endowment, so they're gone. And there have been a number of schools that have not been heavily endowed. Good, solid colleges, mostly the Midwest, the Mid-South, that just now are gone.
Yeah.
And that's part of this whole thing. And you think about the reflection that I have on it is what's going on or has gone on in schools. The teachers' unions in some of the larger cities have taken control of this. The narrative is not about the children, it's about them. And I completely resent that. And frankly, as a taxpayer in my community, when somebody tells me in the teachers' union they're not going back to school because of something that has nothing to do with COVID, it's just an old grief, an old gripe, and they're trying to resolve it. And that's happened around the country, too. It's just, it's pathetic, frankly. Some of these unions are just pathetic. All right, number six. Voter rights legislation, a lot of hoopla about what's going on in Georgia. Texas has a new suggested voter rights rules. So how much of this do you suppose is going to spread, ladies, across the country? How many more states will come up? If it was successful to a point, I guess it depends on your definition of success, but it's gotten to a point where there's a lot of resentment with the companies, I think. Delta said something about it. They're headquartered in Atlanta. I think Pepsi, is it? No, Coke. Which one? Is Coke headquartered in Atlanta? I think it is.
Yeah, Coca-Cola is.
Yeah, and
Coke,
okay.
Coke and Delta were very vocal about the election laws, the new election laws that are being proposed in Georgia. So, yeah, it's Texas had issues, too. Remember, they wanted to take away all the ballot boxes in Harris County that had, which was, you know, the most diverse county in Texas. And it's a huge, huge county. And people had to drive hours and they had one ballot box. It was crazy. So this is the kind of stuff that they want to do. And if you don't think this is voter suppression, then look it up. You don't know the definition of it then. But people
Number
say it's protecting voting, but it's...
Yeah.
BS.
Not. Number five and number two are kind of related in the fact that with the Derek Chauvin trial comes a lot of discussion about police reform. That's surfacing again. But I think that that's also tied to the shootings and the discussion of gun control. Latest example of this in Chicago, the person who was fatally shot by an officer earlier this week turns out to have been a 13-year-old boy. And it's, you know, white cop shoot a black kid, and here we go again. And so you got that. Chicago had two things going on this week. That was one of them, and the other one was this school teacher who was filming girls in the bathroom. Did you see that?
No.
Here we go again. All right, so anyway, that's as much as we need to say about that, probably. The immigration situation is number four, and what's going on there, I think it's complete chaos from what I can figure, looking from the outside in. It just seems that, you know, they keep putting one person in charge, and then they take that person away and put somebody else in charge. And I think they admit to themselves, and pretty much publicly, sort of softly, that they've made a big mistake here by just opening the door. And it seems to have been a reaction, you ladies can agree or disagree with this, to the political promises that were made during the campaign, right, in a manner of speaking, or a constituency
part of it,
that wants the border to be open.
Look, Trump campaigned on, I'm going to build a wall, and his supporters wanted him to build the wall, so he built part of a wall, and so that was a campaign promise that he wanted to keep. And Biden has had a lot of pressure from people on the left saying, what happened the way that Trump was running the border, and with, you know, children and families being separated and children in cages and all this other stuff, and the conditions were just as horrific back then. Nothing has changed. And so, yeah, I think that it's not necessarily that people wanted the border to just be open the floodgates, and that's not what the Biden administration has done. So it's, but we, you know, people who voted for Biden, people who supported him, wanted the Dreamers Act to be passed. That was something that was very important to people on the left who supported legislation. Because these are children who've never known any other country. They've grown up here. Their parents came here illegally. That's not the child's fault. They don't know any other culture. They don't know another language in a lot of cases. This is their home. They would be sent back to a country that they've never been to and don't speak the language. That's not America to me, and I don't support that.
It is. I kind of am with you to a point here.
Besides the fact that statistics show that dreamers, that the kids who qualify as dreamers, they end up having very high levels of education. They contribute a lot of money in taxes. I mean, these kids, these are the first generation after immigrants, whether they're legal or not. Everyone knows when you look at the statistics, first generation Americans are very productive people. And the dreamers are no different, but just because their parents came here illegally, that's why they've been tossed into that.
Well,
into a
we
negative
certainly
light.
Need more people we need more productive people as you look at, there's more job opportunities, more jobless actually claims this week. But the situation for talented people, for people who are educated, for people who want to work, we've incentivized not working, and that's not working for us, if you'll pardon the pun. All right, so there's the border situation. The economy is number three, so I go back to what I just said about the large number of unemployment requests this week that have come up, and then you look at how much money is being spent. There was a lot of focus on Biden visiting Pittsburgh this week with his $2 trillion stimulus package on top of the $3 trillion, on top of the $4 trillion. I mean, at some point in time, when do we start? What the heck is this going to do to our tax base? I had a conversation with somebody this week, actually my physical therapist and I were talking about what, I was surprised, a very educated lady, but she didn't know much about what was going on with regard to this. And so the amount of taxes, and she says, well, big companies need to be taxed. And I said, yeah, how about this for a formula? The companies that want to do business in China, you tax the hell out of them. The companies that we want to bring back to America, who want to come back, we incentivize, make their taxes less. So we equal it out. But then we got talking about the sales tax and whether or not that's a good idea. National sales tax instead of the income tax, because more and more people are saying that this is, I mean, this has been going on all my life. I remember talking about this as a pop talk radio host in the 70s about the taxes and not paying your taxes and the fact that it's illegal to have the income tax, all of that stuff. It still is uncomfortable, it seems to me, in two ways, the way we have our tax system. The taxing of one's work keeps people from having the really good feeling about what they're doing in work. And the other thing, the real estate taxes.
That's a great point. I've never thought about it that way, but you're absolutely right. When you're working hard and then you see your paycheck and you see how many taxes were taken out, it's a
disincentive. Yeah.
Yep.
And the other thing is the real estate tax, the tax base using real estate taxes to pay for education.
It should not
really
be linked.
It causes, not at all.
It causes way more problems than it solves.
I'm the third largest taxpayer in my community, real estate taxpayer, and I get nothing. The rubbish is picked up once a week, the streets are plowed, and if I need the police, they show up. So for that, I pay tens of thousands of dollars. But my money, most of my money, is going to the school system. A good 60% of every dollar is going to educate kids. Not that I don't think kids should be educated, but I paid already. My kids went actually to private school. I paid for that, and I paid for the education that they might have had if they were going to public school. So I just it's messy. It's really messy. The top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the charts encompassing the week of March 29th to the 2nd of April at number 10, and the whole situation with hot properties in politics, Andrew Cuomo. So that's 10. Number 9, climate change. Well, there's a lot of discussion about media bias, too. That's kind of all gotten into the same hole at number 9. Our relationships with China at number 8. The situation in America with mental health due to the lack of people going to school or to work. Voter rights legislation, number 6. The shootings this past week or two are just basic gun control conversation. What's going on with immigration at number 4. The stimulus initiative and how it affects the economy is number 3. The Derek Chauvin trial is number 2, and the whole business about what's going on with the vaccines and the variants. COVID is number 1 this week on the list from Talkers Magazine. All right, so let's see. What do we have? Derek Chauvin left to talk about. There's lots to say about him. and some of the other things that have gone on with regard to our eyes being opened. This trial is now underway fully, and it is a big item of discussion to which we will pay our attention in a matter of moments here.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you. That right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now, we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
The people list from Talkers at Talkers.com. It's also on the DJV websites and our social pages. Number 10, a focus on Sarah Palin. She got it, if you know what I mean. Andrew Cuomo is at 9. Matt Gaetz is number 8. Chuck Schumer is 7. Nancy Pelosi is 6. The same old, Donald Trump made it back into the list this week. He's number 5. Kamala Harris, number 4. Poor Kamala. She hasn't got a, she's living out of a suitcase. You've heard that story, I'm sure, this week. And she's been sort of taken out of the firing range when it comes to how to fix the border. That didn't last very long. At number 3, Derek Chauvin. At number 2, Tony Fauci. And at number 1, Joe Biden. Fauci is coming under more scrutiny all the time for the seesaw stuff that people are getting from the CDC. One week they say one thing, and then the next week they say something else. A lot of contradictions there, and that's why people are talking about these people in general and specifically. That's the list. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get into the Derek Chauvin trial. Ladies, is this a trending? How much is this trending, Jay? When you look around at some of the things that are trending in various sites.
Oh, this is huge. I mean, this has been, since the trial started, bigger than a lot of other things going on. A lot of people have thoughts. I mean, this goes with a conversation that has been happening for years now.
Yeah, it has. That's very true. Yep. All right, so anyway, what the Chauvin thing, if you listen to some of the testimony from this week and the way they talk about the restraint of George Floyd, and it's kind of being rehashed, and that's what's bringing police reform back to the surface again, because we talked a lot about it and then it went away, and certainly Black Lives Matter, race relations back on the front burner, but I don't think there's anything new. It's the same issue. Nothing's being dealt with. It's like gun control. You know, nobody talk a lot about it for a while, and then nobody does anything. Number 1 this week is COVID and the variants on that story. I thought it was interesting the acknowledgement several airlines had when they blocked middle seats so travelers could have some extra space, worried if you were going to travel that you'd be exposed to stuff. So every carrier but American, as you might imagine, had the middle seat free, and now that's all gone away. Delta's the last one to bring back middle seats, and that'll be in May. But hats off kind of to them because they stuck with it for a long period of time. As far as other things are concerned, everybody's... Is this a matter of conversation when you meet somebody? Hey, have you had your shots?
It is. It is
it
now.
Is, right.
It's like the first thing people say. It's
right.
Not what do you do for a living. It's because you get a shot.
Had your shot yet? 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05... I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for our weekly ritual here. An overview with Victoria Keelan at the helm. I'm Doug Steffen to introduce the big stories, if you will, the things that come to our attention every week when it comes to technology. Number 5 is another apple. Take a bite out of the apple, Victoria, will you please? It's probably the first time that's ever been said.
Yeah, because even the Apple logo has a bite out of it. So I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but yeah.
Yes, I have.
So,
yes, thank you very much.
Apple says that they are removing the female voice as the default for its Siri assistant. The change is effective as soon as you upload or download the new update, the 6th iOS 14.5. Yep. iOS 14.5, it's in beta. So as soon as it reaches general, this will apply to everyone. But right now, if you're a little ahead of the updates, you will have this. It's essentially, so iPhone and iPad users will now be prompted to choose their preferred Siri voice during the device setup. So previously, Siri just defaulted to a female voice, and you could change it after the fact if you wanted to, but Apple is introducing 2 completely new voices for Siri that use source talent recordings that are then run through Apple's neural text-to-speech engine, making the voices flow more organically, so you're not going to hear that as much of a robotic kind of sound. You're going to hear them flowing through phrases that are actually being generated on the fly, which is pretty cool tech. As of right now, Siri takes over 25 billion requests a month, over 500 million devices. So this is something that I guess a lot of people have told Apple they would like more choices for their... I have a British guy, I call him Jeeves. He's the guy that is the voice of my Siri, and it sounds very James Bond, so I would highly recommend him.
There you go. Maybe Nigel can step in. Number 4 on our list this week, going to the number 1 thing. Don't park your car if you have a Hyundai Kona EV inside the garage. What's the story with that warning?
This is a pretty crazy story this week. So the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issued a recall for 2019 and 2020 Hyundai Konas, as well as the 2020 Hyundai Ioniq electric vehicles. They, because of the batteries, they catch fire, and essentially the actual warning, and this is what made me laugh this week, the actual warning was, don't park your car in the garage and make sure you park it far away from people and other structures. Because that's what the level of, apparently, that's the level of danger that these batteries present. And so now they're going to be recalling 82,000 vehicles. It's going to cost the company $900 million. But the problem really is just the battery, and we know, remember the Samsung Galaxy phones that were exploding on airplanes? Same battery, same tech. It's those lithium ion batteries. They need to be handled pretty cautiously.
Gingerly.
And so, yep.
Apple Maps showing some new guidance, number 3 this week.
Yep, this is actually super helpful. As people start to travel again, maybe this summer, Apple Maps is now displaying travel guidance information provided by the Airports Council International. So you know exactly what to expect when you take off and land at whatever airports you're going to be going in and out of. So travel guidances will include if masks are required, health screenings, quarantine guidelines, all of that will be displayed on the airport's place card in Apple Maps, which links to official guidance websites as well. This information will be viewable on iPhones, iPads, and Macs, and they're working on an Android component as well. But it's pretty helpful to know exactly what you're getting into because every airport seems to be different.
Number 2, April Fools.
So Verizon, oddly enough, announced a deal that a lot of people thought was maybe too good to be true, and it started on April Fool's Day, which made people even more skeptical. But Verizon's doubling down, saying this is not a joke. This is their new deal. So if you are a customer, whether you're new or existing to Verizon, if you have an old, cracked, or water-damaged phone, essentially a phone that does not work at all, you can actually trade it in and get up to $1,000 off a brand-new 5G phone, like an iPhone 12 or the Samsung Galaxy S21. And so, essentially, you'll get an even better deal if you're not a Verizon customer because they want to rope in more new people. But even if you are a current customer, you can still get some good deals on it.
All right, number 1 is the change in name. Volkswagen is no longer Volkswagen.
This is the story that should have been the April Fool's story of the week, but it turns out it wasn't. So on Monday, Volkswagen of America had essentially, there was a press release that leaked announcing the change of name from Volkswagen with a K to Volkswagen with a T. And that was an effort to draw attention to their electric vehicle, which is currently now selling in the United States. It was a marketing stunt done ahead of April Fool's. It leaked early, and it was a disaster, and now it's more bad publicity for Volkswagen.
All right, there they are. Top 5 tech stories of the week, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, here at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.